This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Wow, dude, that net's huge. What do you think we're fishing for, a whale?
Nope, boat.
Be part of Catch a Boat, where one lucky angler will land a brand new boat. Every day you play is another chance to win a skiff-style boat from Triumph with an Evinrude motor. And on your first cast of each day, you have a chance to win one of our great daily prizes. To start playing, Google Catch a Boat or visit takemefishing.org. No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States, 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Promotion ends 7/24/09. For official rules and complete details, visit takemefishing.org.
Have you noticed these days that every other ad seems to be about getting out of credit card debt? They tell you it's easy and fast, or you'll learn some kind of secret about how not to pay your debt. Like that's going to help you. It is important that you get all the facts first. If your back is against the wall and you feel that you don't have any options, call now to be referred to a debt consultant. The phone call is free and there's no obligation. Financial Future Network is a referral service that will attempt to place you with a company that will assist you in your debt needs. Individual results may vary, so please review all program terms prior to enrollment. Call now, 800-501-7032. That's 800-501-7032.
They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along on this Wednesday edition as we are going to be talking football, basketball, hockey, a whole lot more. Coming up on the show today, Doug Koster will join us again, just like he did last week. We're going to recap Mr. Basketball and preview Miss Basketball. Also, Daddy, our Big 12 football preview begins.
Well,
it's the first
already.
Day of football.
Yeah, Scott Wright, Daily Oklahoman, set to join us live to talk about the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Many people think this is the year. This is the year that many of those marquee matchups in the South are at Stillwater and think they can maybe turn the tables on the Big Two in Texas and Oklahoma. We'll see. They've got Zach Robinson returns at quarterback for the third year. Brandon Pettigrew, obviously people remember him as a big tight end. Did so many great things down there. We'll see if they can replace him. Got Dez Bryant back. They've got a trio of running backs back. Everybody thinks this is the offensive explosion for Oklahoma State. But once again, it's can you stop anybody? This has been 6 years in a row where they haven't ranked in the top five in the nation, or top 55 in the nation in any major defensive statistical categories, and we'll see if they can make that jump.
And we're going to be talking to football every day except Friday because we've got the hot dog eating contest going on. Also, this is the last day, folks, to get signed up for the hot dog eating contest, which is going on at the Hilltop Mall Friday. It's our fourth annual edition. We had a person had to drop out this week, so we could sure use one, maybe two or three more. There's always room. There's plenty of Troutman's hot dogs. We'd love to have you in. All you have to do is give us a buzz here, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, or you can shoot us an email, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And also coming up on the program today, we're going to be giving away our golf package for next Monday's four-person scramble to benefit the Nebraska Children's Home. It's going on next Monday, 10 a.m. at Metal Arc Hills. We're going to give you a chance to qualify, and then at the end of the day, we're also going to have a winner. But
here's late-breaking news from the world of sports on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We do have breaking news this morning. As we said, there would be an announcement from the Tri-City Storm, and that announcement is that the former vice president of the team, Greg Shea, is returning to the Viero Event Center and the Tri-City Storm as president of both operations. The Kearney native will officially step down from his current position as executive director of the Kearney Area Chamber of Commerce at the end of July. Shea departed from the Storm in January of 2008 to pursue the position with the Chamber. And after 1.5 years with the Chamber, he returns to the team and facility that he helped market and promote in his new role with the team and Event Center, and will be responsible for day-to-day operations. Event Center and Storm owner Kirk Brooks, excited about the future of the arena and the two entities, he said, quote, the Chamber is not losing a director. They are gaining a community leader that I anticipate will enhance the entertainment experience of most individuals living in the Tri-City area. We'll get more into what the press release said as well. But, Tony, this is something that is not a big surprise. When Kirk Brooks took the team over, the rumors were floating that, you know, you want to put somebody in charge that knows what they're doing. And not saying that the Storm didn't have somebody that knew what they were doing out there. They just never hired anybody when Greg Shea left. They said, Kyle, take this over, Kyle Means. And they just didn't have as many people on board. And Greg Shea is coming back in, I guess, with a title that's even bigger than before.
Well, I think that's exciting. And I think maybe a direction that even Greg Shea didn't know that he would be going, but Greg Shea joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Greg, thanks so much for the time today.
You bet. Thanks, gentlemen, for the opportunity to be on with you for a few minutes.
Greg, I guess it all comes down to people want to know about your decision. When you were approached, I'm sure it was tough to say, well, I just came over and dedicated to the Chamber and to the community, and now I don't want to leave them right away, but this is a pretty good opportunity.
I would say, first off, yeah, you're right. It's a great opportunity, and that's how I look at it. However, in terms of the decision, very difficult. I mean, I think anybody out there listening who's had an opportunity out in front of them, they deem something to be an opportunity, but yet what they're doing is rewarding. And it's tough to say, you know what, I'm going to step aside from what I'm doing to take advantage of this opportunity, especially for me. I really cherished and I'm honored to have served the Chamber of Commerce. It wasn't as long as I had set out to do by any means, but I have no regrets. I mean, I have worked hard here. I've enjoyed it. It's been a wonderful experience. I didn't make a final decision to do this until really in the last maybe 5 days, but it was one where I was approached and had many discussions, had many family discussions, as you can imagine, confided in some of my closest what I like to say are I guess they're colleagues or business associates, and really took all that information and finally rendered a decision that I knew I would step forward and give it my absolute best, so it's an emotional one, but it's one I will not look back on whatsoever.
Greg, what was the difference? I guess when you met Mr. Brooks and you don't know him, obviously he hasn't been around that long. When did it come into your mind that he was the right guy for owning the arena and the right man to work for?
Well, if I can share just a quick story with you, I got a phone call back in the first week of March, and if you remember, there was a lot of discussion at that point about the City of Kearney purchasing the Event Center. What everybody I was in some of those discussions, and just from a chamber perspective, from a community perspective, the one thing hanging out there though was the hockey team and how could, you know, who was going to buy the hockey team, or was the hockey team going to stay with Joel Weens, the previous owner? And that first week of March, I said, you know, I'll reach out to the league and try to find out if there's anybody out there. I knew there were groups out there. There had been groups in town. I'd gotten calls from groups that had come to town. When he arrived in town that first week in March, it was my aim from a chamber standpoint. And also just from a standpoint of, we need that to be successful. I wanted him to be successful, and I looked at that and said, you know, I'm going to tell him everything I know, because he's not going to make it. He's not going to have a chance if he doesn't know. He's not going to make the best decision if he doesn't know everything. I was in the car with him probably a half hour, and I knew right away. Here's a guy who's straightforward. He's no nonsense. He gets it done. He's in the entertainment business. I mean, he is in the entertainment. He's in the sports business. He's in the hockey business. I knew right away that he, in my mind, was going to push a lot of the right buttons. Whether or not I was ever going to be a part of it, that wasn't my concern. That wasn't anything that was really on my mind at that time. But that was the first impression that I got from him.
Talking to Greg Shea, he is the new president of the Viero Event Center and Tri-City Storm, named today. He will take that over officially the 1st of August. Greg, what is the difference between being the president of the Tri-City Storm and the president of the Event Center?
Well, it's probably a lot more sleepless nights, but that's the exciting part for me. That's one. I don't need any more challenges, I guess, but that was certainly something as I looked at the long term, the big picture of where I wanted to be or where I could see myself. I've always had an interest in that side of it, and so I'm gonna really rely on the expertise that's already in place. There's great people. There's people that have worked very hard, and I'm gonna rely on that. But the difference is you have to look at everything. You can't be so streamlined towards the hockey team that you stumble if there's an opportunity to bring an event in that could bring additional revenues to the bottom line. But the great thing is I'm going to have to find the balance. I'm going to have to find the balance with the assistance of the people. This is not a one person deal. This is going to be a total team effort, and we might even have to expand that team because it's really about people and people making decisions and people working together, and that's what I aim to bring and reinforce when I'm officially on board. But it's finding a balance, and it's doing everything we can and giving that hockey team everything it needs to be successful. But at the same time, looking at that bigger picture and saying, okay, what do we need to do in the grand scheme here? So I embrace that opportunity. I think it's exciting, to earn a living in the world of entertainment. I've always thought is really quite an honor.
Greg, I guess that's the next question I have for you. When there was change the last time, everybody was scared to death of all the big cuts and jobs moving out of the arena. Can you honestly say right now nobody will lose their job and everything will move forward at this time?
Well, I'm looking at everybody as you're on the team, and I haven't had a chance to address them personally yet, but I'll get to do that here in the next day or two. Kirk has done that already, and Jeff Cook and Kyle Means have done that. As far as I'm concerned, the way I'm looking at it is people have put in a lot of hard hours, and I'm just hoping that they buy into the energy level that I want, and I think they will. You know, I know all those people. I worked with all those people, either side by side or from a very short distance, and so they are all dedicated people that understand, you know, what the prize is at the end of the day. And quite honestly, I hate to simplify it. I always hate to simplify it because there's so many things detail-wise that are in that business. But it is about two things. It's about two things ultimately for me. It's about finding a way to put people in the seats. Winning hockey games and treating people right puts people in the seats. That's one aspect. And then when you get people there, it's doing the very best that you can to treat them to a wonderful experience. It doesn't always go the way you want it to. There's things that don't always happen. But as long as everybody has those two things in mind, we're gonna be successful. And that's the thing that Kirk and I in these last few days here, as I led up to the decision, both shared. You know, we hate to simplify anything because there's a lot of aspects to it. But you can ask anybody in the sports administration or the entertainment business, and ultimately, you know, those are the two things. We're in the service business, and it's about filling the seats. And it's not easy to do. But it certainly keeps it real and keeps it easy to focus on when you just think of those two things.
Greg Shea joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show, named the president of the Tri-City Storm and Vero Event Center today. Last question for you, Greg. You kind of touched on a little bit there. Kirk has come in, and I guess he's done what most of the hockey fans and the folks of the Tri-Cities want. He's reconnecting with the fans, and he's trying to get a better hockey team in here. So take us back to better times, I guess, 3-4 years ago. Not when you left, but 4-5 years ago when things were pointed in the right direction. What do you have to attack first off when you get back into your office there at the event center that is your job that is not concerned with what Kirk has already been doing?
Yeah, it's a great question, and certainly something, Doug, that I have thought a lot about. It's when you look at it, and believe me, I've even the last couple of nights after I made the decision, I've started to make list after list of, okay, these are things I need to focus on, and there's a lot of them. I mean, there really is a lot of them. But from a, let me just take the team side of it for a second. Making sure that we've got the right resources in place. And I think that's one thing that we're going to work on and get ready to push the buttons on it. And some things won't be able to happen overnight. Some things won't even be in place in terms of when I talk about total resources. You're going to hear about a plan to expand the locker room facilities. Not only to expand the locker room facilities, but to bring on site at the venue the proper weight facility, the strength training facility that we're going to need. Those are things that, if you go back 10 years, we didn't need that. It wasn't anything that was necessary. That's how much that league is growing. If you don't have that now, you're behind the times. If you don't have the latest and greatest, even at the junior level, you may not get a recruit, and most likely it's going to impact how you compete. And so I will need to wrap my arms around what we can accomplish in short order from that standpoint. But I go back to two things. I go back to the things that on the outside that are going to make us visibly successful, and I think are going to be overwhelming. And we've got to get back to incorporating and really getting our players involved, the athletes involved. I mean, they have to be visible in the community. They have to be involved. They have to know that when they come here, they're coming to a very unique small market, that they got to be a part of it. They cannot come here and only think that they're going to play hockey, and it won't work. So that's going to have to be addressed with the coaching staff. And I think they understand that. They understand this is a unique market. This is a special market. This is a market, if you're successful, people will come back. And I know it's not a hockey hotbed. I know that. I've actually had those conversations with Tony, as we've just run into each other over the years. I understand that it's about entertainment. But if you're visible, if you win, you're visible. Those things happen. People will come back.
Well, see, Greg, Tony is visible. Does love entertainment.
And notice I said I run into him. I couldn't avoid him. I'm kidding, of course. I really am.
He wants to know how close you are to signing Kid Rock.
I'd love to sign Kid Rock. That'd be unbelievable. Yeah, I'd love to have you too as well. I mean, hey, I little do you know how big a music fan I am, and how many concerts I've attended over the years and other venues. That's the exciting thing too for me. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I don't have a learning curve on that side. Kirk knows that. We talked a lot about that aspect, but he's willing to give me the tools and the time to learn that side of it. And I'm appreciative of that. It's also the part that probably it makes me the most nervous, makes me scared. But it's also the part that I'm like, you know, they have to go together. They have to go together. They have to be seamless. There's some missing parts, and we'll find those parts. But I have to say, too, you know, I have a job to do here, and I will continue to do what I'm doing. I'm sure there's going to be some long days ahead as you can't announce something and be and then separate yourself. So I'll kind of be splitting duty here and there over the next couple of weeks. But you know, in this downturn in the economy, I'm not going to argue with that. I'll take it any day, and and I'm excited. I'm excited to get connected with some old colleagues too. I've really been following probably closer than anything the developments at the University of Nebraska at Omaha program and the hiring of Dean Blaze. And if people are listening and they're thinking, "Why? Who's Dean Blaze?" And then they hired Mike Hastings. Well, who's Mike Hastings? Well, let me tell you, Dean Blaze is going to create some headlines in Omaha, and if he makes that program successful, and I think it's not a very big if you look at his career path, look what he did last year in the USHL. 1 year he takes the Fargo expansion team to the USHL finals. He is as big a name in the hockey world as it gets. Now, I realize we don't know all the big hockey names in Central Nebraska, but if he creates headlines like I think he will, we will be able to feed off of that. And we've got a host of athletes at UNO already that have come right from this pipeline, the Tri-City Storm. All of those things will feed into the future success of this program here in Central Nebraska.
Well, Greg, congratulations on rejoining the Storm and the Event Center. We look forward to working with you even closer again here. And thanks for putting us at the top of the list to chat about this here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, I thank you guys. We appreciate it. And, we will always appreciate the coverage that we get, and we'll work hard to get that coverage. And thanks for the opportunity.
All right, Greg. Thanks so much. Work on that Kid Rock.
I got to make that call today just for Big Daddy. I don't have any connections, but gosh, it never hurts to ask, right?
Work with Daddy's people. Take care, Greg.
Yeah. Bye bye.
Greg Shea, named this morning the new president and of the Tri-City Storm and the Viero Events Center. Got a lot to get to on the show today, so let's take a break. And when we come back, basketball. Doug Koster and Miss Basketball coming into town. 64 teams from across the Midwest. We'll talk with him live in studio next.
The Doug and Daddy Show, little known fact number 32. Big Daddy Tony Davis is one of very few men who are comfortable enough with their masculinity to sing Tiffany's "I Think We're Alone Now" on karaoke night at the bar.
Without looking at the monitor.
I think we're alone now. There doesn't seem to be anyone around. I think we're alone now. The ticking of our hearts is the only sound.
I think we're alone now.
Change. That seems to be the theme at this time of our history. Change can be good. Is it possible you've outgrown your current financial advisor? That growth could lead you to a bank with a history of excellence in our agricultural society. Welcome to First Bank and Trust, 125 years of serving Nebraska rural and urban businesses. First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, Eustis, and Imperial, member FDIC.
You can count on us, First Bank and Trust.
There are too many reasons that you want your RV vacation to go right than to have one little thing make it go wrong. Rich & Sons RV Headquarters already knows what needs to be done, and they've packaged it together for you. Click on their website, richsonsrv.com, for service plans ranging from appliance checks to generator service, wheel bearings, leak tests, and inspections. When you schedule, tell them you're an ESPN listener and get 10 more bucks off any of the listed packages. Log on to richsonsrv.com. Need tickets? Need to sell tickets? Or cars? Or stuff out of the basement or garage? Become a super fan and you can post them on free classifieds. Click on to find the deals too. ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. Become a super fan today. If getting up to an estimated 80 miles per gallon isn't enough, then Motorsports Sales and Service is throwing in free gas, too. Hyosung USA Motorcycles has a line of cycles from sport bikes to cruisers from 250 to 650 cc's, suited to everyone from beginner to experienced rider. Plus, a two-year warranty, free one-year checkup, and here's the free stuff, free gas for 1,000 miles. See the entire line of Hyosung USA Motorcycles now at Motorsports Sales and Service, just west of 281 on Highway 30, Grand Island.
People are talking about the Doug and Daddy blog at ESPNSuperstation.com. It's all good.
I'm surprised to hear that because that is new information.
You bet. The Doug and Daddy blog is all about insightful commentary and learned opinions from our dynamic duo.
Yep, can't they talk about
certain controversial issues, pretty much anything they want to talk about.
And of course, you got to talk back.
That story was completely inappropriate.
The Doug and Daddy blog on ESPNSuperstation.com. Let them know what you think.
A mix of clouds and sunshine will develop across the area today with a slight chance for showers or storms as well, with highs in the low 90s. Southeast winds develop at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight we'll also see a chance for isolated storms. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 79.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. A whole bunch of American women going to be rolling into the UNK Health and Sports Center and Kearney Catholic's Cope Gymnasium this weekend for Miss Basketball. We're going to talk with Doug Koster here in about 30 seconds. But first, coming up Monday, we've got the Nebraska Children's Home Benefit Golf Tournament going on at Meadowlark Hills in Kearney. And ESPN is sponsoring a team. You and three of your friends, pals, family members, co-workers, however you want to put it together, are going to be playing Monday. We've qualified a few people already. We want to qualify some more. Right now, 888-455-ESPN. ESPN, if you're interested, Merritt's going to take care of you. He's going to take the first three or four. I don't know. He's kind of weird today. He might just take two. He might take six. He's in charge, though. So whatever he says, Daddy, 888-455-3776. Give us a call if you're interested in playing in the tournament, and then we will get you in. You're responsible for putting your team together. And then at the end of the show today, we're going to draw out from all those that registered for the golf tournament for the Nebraska Children's Home. Great association. We'll be giving you some more information on that as well as we move along here on the show. Also, if you're interested in getting into the hot dog eating contest, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call or fire us an email, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. But beginning tomorrow, and the Doug and Daddy Show will be on hand live from UNK, and we will also continue our football preview in the Big 12 tomorrow with Kansas State today, Oklahoma State coming up in a little bit. But first, Doug Koster is going to join us, the tournament director of Miss Basketball, Mr. Basketball, and all that is hoops around this area in South Dakota and Guam and Alaska and Minnesota and Texas. But Doug joins us in studio.
Guam.
The 14th annual Miss Basketball Showcase begins tomorrow. 64 prep all-star teams from 11 states this year, from Arizona to Minnesota. And we talk about it every year, Doug. This is even more exciting because of the period where the coaches can come in and watch these kids. That's not the case very often with the boys tournament. Maybe once or twice that has happened where it's fallen on that time. But the girls, that's never been a problem.
Yeah, the dates kind of rotate, but yeah, the Division I evaluation period started on July 6th, and so the D1 coaches are out on the road now, and this weekend we'll have 64 teams from 11 states. Last year we ended up with 184 college coaches here from 28 states. Right now we're right around 150 schools, and there's usually two dozen that show up that haven't registered, so we should still be in that 180 to 200 schools by the end of the weekend. College coaches coming from a lot of Ivy League schools, and most of the Big 12 schools, Oklahoma State, Kansas State, Iowa State, Nebraska, all those schools are going to be here. University of Arizona, San Jose State, Weber State, which is in Utah, New Mexico State, so just schools from all over the country that are coming to Kearney to watch the kids that are playing.
Doug, you say bigger and better every year, but when 64 teams is capped, I guess it's as big as it is every year. But you keep getting teams from outside the area, Arizona bringing a couple.
Yeah, we've got a couple Arizona teams, Arkansas, Texas, Minnesota. You know, and that's, for the last 5 years, I probably chuckle at that. It's funny that, I'll run into somebody on the street and they'll say, God, it's bigger again this year. And I'm like, well, no, it's the same size that it's always been, but we've added more tournaments. Hopefully we're putting more people in the motel rooms and restaurants and things. I mean, just with more events during the year and stuff like that. And just as an entity or as a promotion business, that part of it's growing and just bringing more people to town.
Doug Koster joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, the tournament director for Miss Basketball, which gets underway tomorrow. You've always had in the 14 years for the gals and the 18 years for the guys, it's always been a vast, I guess, wherever. You've had teams from North Carolina I think, did we have a team from Alaska?
We've had teams from Alaska, Hawaii, Florida, Nova Scotia, Canada. I think it's 37 or 38 different states that have been here.
The girls now, Arizona to Minnesota, so not a lot of teams from the southeast or the east. Is there something going on out there, or is this just kind of the way it is? They got in first. This is closer proximity. what do you attribute that to, and does it really matter?
There are more regional tournaments, you know, and stuff that have popped up over the last 5 years or so, you know, 5-10 years and stuff that a lot of events, obviously, along the East Coast and stuff that, you know, a good share of the teams that are coming here from Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, that region, those teams are probably all driving. We, you know, we'll get a few teams each year that are going to be that are going to get on an airplane and get here from the two or three Arizona teams that we have. You know, and this year, I don't know, we ended up with 11 states represented. Last year we had 17, so we had a few more like Montana, Wyoming that we don't have this year, and a few other states. But I don't know if that's the economy or whatnot, but for our standpoint, at 11 states just means they're that much closer to Kearney as far as parents and grandparents and those kind of things coming. So what might look like a decline is actually might be an increase in the number of people that we actually bring to town.
I guess so much more talk about the girls' tournament. I guess looking back on last weekend, your immediate thoughts after the tournament. A Nebraska team wins it. Maybe didn't see that coming.
No, not at all. First time since Grand Island won it the very first year, 18 years ago, that we've had basically what is a Central Nebraska team win the tournament. And a great group of kids that they played in our tournament up in Sioux Falls here a week and a half ago and stuff, and went 2-2, I believe, up there. And, you know, and it's a team that has generally, in the past, we've always called Slamfest Stars. It's one of my team camp is called the Slamfest. We generally kind of try and get a Central Nebraska coach to coach a team, and so always have kind of a local representation. And they usually do fairly well and you know, or compete in Sioux Falls and get better in Kearney. But Coach Maracek, Coach Heinrichs from Minden and Extel just did a great job with the kids and put together a good group. Led by Weston Foxhoven, 6'7", 6'8", kid from Crofton, just had a great tournament, you know, and gave him an inside presence. And then just a lot of great role players that played well together and had fun and made a lot of new friends, that's for sure.
Well, obviously it's hard to predict as we're talking with Doug Koster because, as you just said, they were average up in South Dakota. Then they come to Nebraska and they have a great tournament. You've seen some of these teams that played in South Dakota that are also going to be here. Again, for the fans that just want to go out and watch, they always want to watch Nebraska teams, but give us a couple of teams that's got a little talent out there that's not from Nebraska.
Well, we always have any of the Kansas City teams. Kansas and Oklahoma generally play are very good teams. The Texas program, Premier Hoop 10, is bringing some good kids up from Texas this year. And the Nebraska teams are going to be in the mix this week. I don't think there's any doubt about that. When you look at the Sioux Falls, out of the 8 teams that won their pool and stuff, you got Team Runza, the Nebraska Twisters, and the Pinnacle, the Nebraska Pinnacle team, and those teams were all loaded and played against club teams from Iowa, Minnesota, that are traditionally very strong, that are the top programs in those states, and did very well. And a lot of kids there that didn't play, you know, Division II and Division I basketball on all those teams that you'd maybe be a little surprised that you'd end up with 3, 4, 5 teams from Nebraska that talent would be that deep, but it is.
That's good. Yeah, that's good. I hope that's good for the future because as we were talking, Daddy, you know, last year wasn't exactly stellar for basketball in this area. So, you know, maybe it's coming up.
Well, I always like heading into this tournament with so much attention focused on these athletes. You've kind of got a rundown of some of the super preps and some of the all-stars, if you will, entering it. And you know, there's so many. You can break it down any way you want. I mean, there's some from Nebraska on that, but you know, the first one starts off out of Sturgis. So a good time to get out of Sturgis and play some basketball. You know, I think everybody's gearing up, getting ready for the big motorcycle. Carsey Barden, 23 points per game for Sturgis High, 89% from the charity stripe.
Like
89.
That. Well, and Jordan,
that's like what Duda shoots at O'Malley's.
Hey, hey. Well, until they fix the rim, and then it just there's no
too tight now.
It's after 10:30. Before easy. He's about 50-50.
Always need a little oil. Jordan Hooper's coming in from Alliance. Some other good Nebraska kids. You know, Robertson's coming in. You've got some good kids from Nebraska, too.
Yeah, Jordan Hooper's playing 2 years ago, played on the Pinnacle team. Last year kind of took the summer off, didn't play anything. Nebraska was recruiting her, most of the Big 12. She's verbal to Nebraska, and she called us this year and said, hey, I'd like to play on the Team Runza squad. She didn't want to play all summer long, and Team Runza basically practices for a week, goes to Sioux Falls and plays, then comes back for a few practices, and then will play this weekend. And she averaged like 25, 28 points, I think, a game up in Sioux Falls. Just had a great tournament. And, you know, usually when you have a 6'3 girl a dominant player. They're playing on the block and stuff, and she's definitely not a, you know, her points come on the perimeter. I mean, moves well, just shoots the ball, lights out, and take the ball to the hoop. She's fun to watch, and she's playing on a team with some kids from this area, with girls from Minden, Holdridge, Cambridge, Hastings, St. Cecilia, so some kids from this area that on that team runs the squad.
Now, it all gets underway tomorrow with pool play, 9 a.m. The final tip-offs go at 9:50 on Thursday and Friday. Then it's the single elimination tournament Saturday and Sunday. The championship game is Sunday night. Preceding the championship is the All-Star game. We had a great boys' All-Star game last week, went into overtime, which is exactly what the tournament director wants to see. So overtime was 2 minutes, and they got that over with. But I think you even have more schools represented this Sunday night with the girls' All-Star game that gets underway at 7.
Yeah, that overtime wasn't as – I think it was the Wisconsin team that was more worried about the overtime than what the tournament staff was. But, yeah, the senior All-Star game with girls, you know, I mean, from all the – basically it's the Kearney Hub All-Region team. You know, kids that graduated this last – they graduated this spring and kind of their last game before heading off to college. Some of them going on to play small college ball and whatnot, but the All-Star game's at 7 o'clock, and then we'll have the championship game of the Miss Basketball Tournament right after that. And last week, good crowd for the boys, and then those fans obviously stuck around and cheered on the going vertical team, the Nebraska kids, as they were playing the Wisconsin team, game that came right down to the end as well.
Beautiful air-conditioned facilities, which we always want at this time of the year, at UNK with three courts going, and, of course, Cope Coliseum at Kearney Catholic, the brand-new facility, now a couple of years old, also a very beautiful facility. That's going on. We will be at the arena tomorrow at UNK with more on Miss Basketball. And, Doug, always a pleasure to have you in, and we just want to get as many folks out there. Whether you can just slip out for lunch or a couple games in the evening, those Nebraska teams are always well-proportioned, so you can go see them either over lunch or in the evening. So they all get three pool play games, and then it's on to the tournament on Saturday.
Yeah, we have the Nebraska teams pretty well stacked up in the evening hours, you know, with the team runs a squad playing like 7:30, and then Pinnacle, the Nebraska Pinnacle team at 8:40, which has some kids, Haley Mandelko from Lexington, Nicole Arp from Kearney High, so some local interest in those games as well.
What time does Jordan Hooper play?
They play tomorrow morning, and then Thursday night they'll play at 7:30. The team runs a squad, and then they play Thursday morning, they'll play at 10:10. And then they come back in the evening.
How unfortunate that we'll be there to watch that. All right. Perfect. Doug, we'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
A lot more to go on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Koster, Tournament Director, will be live at UNK with more tomorrow. When we come back, our Big 12 preview begins. Scott Wright from Oklahoma to talk Oklahoma State after this.
The answer, 644. The question.
How many complaint letters have we gotten on the Doug and Daddy Show in the last month?
In today's job market, companies are cutting jobs. Is your job secure? Do you have the skills you need to keep your job? If you've lost your job, do you have the skills needed to get another?
Hi, I'm John Scherer, CEO and founder of Video Professor. Most jobs today require computer skills. I want to give you that edge so that you have the skills that you need to compete. Learn Vista, Excel, PowerPoint, even eBay. Over 60 lessons to choose from, and I'll send you any one of your choice absolutely free. It's a fact. Employees with the most computer skills have a better chance of keeping their jobs. And if you're looking for a job and you have the computer skills, you're more than likely to get hired. Don't take chances with your career. Let me help you take control. You have nothing to lose. Try my product.
Don't wait another second to get the computer skills you need. Call the Video Professor hotline right now and see how Video Professor can help you. We want you to succeed. Call 1-800-795-8130. 1-800-795-8130. That's 1-800-795-8130.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers, and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
A mix of clouds and sunshine will develop across the area today with a slight chance for showers or storms as well, with highs in the low 90s. Southeast winds develop at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight we'll also see a chance for isolated storms. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 79.
Doug and Daddy Show. I want to thank Tim from Kearney for calling in and getting qualified for our Nebraska Children's Home golf tournament going on Monday. The benefit of the Nebraska Children's Home, 10 a.m. at Metal Arc Hills at the end of the show. We've got a few names that we're going to draw from, and they're going to be the ESPN team out there on Monday. Also, I mean, there's golf everywhere, folks. We also want to let you know, just kind of get it on your calendar, Friday, August 7th, the Kearney Booster Club is having their annual golf tournament at Metal Arc Hills. That is your chance, ladies and gentlemen, to watch Tony in his element. I'm wondering, Tony, because you've got farther away. You used to smack the ball around pretty good. Used to be decent, not great, decent.
Decent.
But now you're more of a fisherman. Happy Gilmore got a hockey stick in the shape of a golf club. I'm wondering maybe if you could incorporate, you know, a fishing rod into a golf club, and it would help you. And I can't come up with a design, but there's got to be a way for your limp-wristed style.
There's got to be a way. We just don't know what that way is.
Scott Wright from the Daily Oklahoman is set to join us here to talk a little Big 12 football in a few moments, so stay with us for that as our Big 12 preview begins. Tomorrow we're going to talk Wichita Eagle. Jeff Martin from Wichita Eagle talk Kansas State football.
We got to go big time.
Well, as I researched yesterday a little bit, I'm not sure there's a whole lot of favor with the Manhattan media and what's going on with Kansas State. I don't read blogs, but sometimes when you're just researching, you know, there's a story about a blog or on a blog, and interesting, there was some strife down there during that whole coaching search, so that's what was going on. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. We have a champion at the Kearney Country Club in the Nebraska Women's State Match Play, and it was the battle of two University of Nebraska golfers, and J.C. Stevenson denied the sweep as Kayla Kanopic wins it one up, played some outstanding golf, 73-74, if you played stroke play, is what they shot out there today. Very respectable. And in talking with some of the folks, there was even a few short birdie putts out there, left out there, or the scores could have been even better. But a well-run event, and Kayla Kanopic, congratulations. She is your state women's match play champion out of Papillion, a member of the University of Nebraska, beating J.C. Stevenson of Grand Island, one up.
Kind of a major upset. I think a lot of people going in, you would have a J.C.
Well, J.C. had been really, she'd been doing well on this circuit, and Kayla maybe hadn't done that to the level that she had hoped at this point. Manny Ramirez got thrown out last night. Is that okay with you?
That's okay. You know whose name's been thrown out there now after last night? Roy Halladay.
Yeah, and then listening to Buster Olney this morning, he thinks Philadelphia has the best. You know, the Mets want him. There's teams that want him, but Philadelphia actually has something they can give for him. So let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here, where Ken chimes in, the biggest Notre Dame fan as far as our emailers go. He says, I just returned from the Mecca of South Bend, and knowing that Doug was a big fan, I plan to bring back an autographed picture of Charlie, which would be Charlie Wise, the coach for him. But unfortunately, he was out of town on vacation. Maybe next trip. He goes, I have a little insight on why Ron Prince was fired at Kansas State. He got into a fist fight on the team bus with an assistant, and the AD who was on the bus actually kicked him off the bus. He made his assistants run stadium steps after a bad loss. These two things did him in. Well, we know he made his assistants run stadium steps. We knew that. That didn't sit well.
There are a lot of things that didn't sit well, and financially, there's a lot of things that don't sit well in Manhattan right now. Budget's way out of whack, and there's money promised to run.
Well, did you read about Texas A&M? Big brouhaha down at Texas A&M. They're laying off double-digit people to try and take care of some of these salaries that, you know, weren't the previous administration evidently had put out there, or coaches. It's really weird, and Texas A&M is kind of in a turmoil this week with that.
You know, have major programs, and, you know, somebody's – who answers to this? It seems just, well, there's somebody above me, and it just goes on and on like that.
Did Harvey Perlman look out of place on Capitol Hill yesterday? What's he been in charge of the BCS a week, and all of a sudden they've got a hearing up there and nothing?
I don't know. I don't know, Doug.
Hey, Nebraska receiver Niles Paul. Evidently, he had the right thing going on out there. He was ordered to pay a $150 fine for reckless driving. The conviction stemmed from an alcohol-related arrest that kept him from playing in the Husker spring football game. Bo Pelini says he has rejoined the team. Paul pled guilty to reckless driving and settled on a plea agreement that called for prosecutors to dismiss charges of minor consumption and driving under suspension, assuming that the 19-year-old completes a diversion program. And his blood alcohol, it came out, was 0.86, just over the legal limit.
Tough break.
We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We will be back with more right after this.
In Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Occasionally, some stuff on the Doug and Daddy Show may be offensive. The good stuff.
Men and women, if you've got 10 to 30 pounds or more to lose, please listen carefully. Guys, many of us tend to overeat. We eat too much red meat, fast foods, and processed foods. This keeps the belly flabby and keeps our bodies overweight. Ladies, have you ever said, I feel fat today? Or do you have this bloated feeling? And how many of you have been trying to lose the same 10 to 20 pounds for years? There's a healthy and faster way to lose weight than any diet pill. It's called EverCleanse, a clinically proven weight loss and detox formula that helps you lose weight and get rid of the 5 to 25 pounds of waste that some experts say is trapped to the colon walls like spackle or paste. 2 weeks of EverCleanse may be equal to months of dieting. It's simple, too. Natural, tasteless crystals that dissolve in any food or beverage. EverCleanse will flatten out your midsection, reduce love handles, and bellies and bloating have been disappearing in just days. You see, EverCleanse gets rid of the weight you can't take off by exercising or starving yourself on a diet. And it's not something you have to take for the rest of your life. Call now to receive a very special offer.
Call 800-574-9924. Ask about a free supply. 800-574-9924. That's 800-574-9924.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam. Because upgrading your central air system to a high-efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high-efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
Royals fans are a friendly bunch. So when you have a group of 20 or more and are ready to head to the K, contact the Royals Group Sales Department for unbelievable discounts and packages. Get the best seats. Reserve one of the cool new areas, like the Bud Light Party Deck on top of Rivals Sports Bar, or nab a party suite in the Hall of Fame building. Group tickets are perfect for families, friends, or even business events. Call 816-504-4040 or visit royals.com for details.
ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather. Brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on 25th Street in Kearney. For a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motor Works. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
A mix of clouds and sunshine will develop across the area today with a slight chance for showers or storms as well with highs in the low 90s. Southeast winds develop at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight we'll also see a chance for isolated storms. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. right now, 79.
I need you now. I need you bad.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. This time of the year is travel team baseball, softball, and, of course, folks rolling in for Miss Basketball, the four-day tournament, as we talked about earlier on the show with Doug Koster. If you need gear, whether it's shoes, whether it's hats, whether it's uniforms, maybe it's shorts, maybe you rolled into town, folks, and you didn't pack exactly what you thought, or the bag got lost or left in the motel, Misco Sports is the place to go. They will set you up with whatever you need for the weekend or the upcoming sports season. Misco Sports has baseball, softball. They're getting into football. We're getting into volleyball, but they've got all basketball gear. And if you just want to look good and feel cool while you're watching basketball this weekend, they've got T-shirts, shorts, hats, everything you need at Misco Sports on the Bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Daddy, we didn't mention this yesterday, but Chadron State College women's basketball coach Tim Keneally, the former assistant at UNK, while vacationing in Florida, was involved in a diving accident and broke two vertebrae in his neck. He was scheduled to undergo surgery yesterday. There has been no update on the Chadron website as of this morning. They did report that before yesterday that Keneally is responsive, currently experiencing no paralysis, which is good, but very scary. Those diving accidents, you smack your head, and it's just a bad, bad deal. So we wish the best for Coach Keneally so that he will get better soon.
12 days, 12 schools, one title, and two guys.
Soon they take their football seriously, don't they?
It's the Big 12 preview on the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
And we're pleased to start our Big 12 preview with Scott Wright from the Daily Oklahoma. Many people think Oklahoma State is a team to make some noise and make some noise against Oklahoma and Texas. Scott, good morning and welcome to our show.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Well, people have been chomping at the bit to talk college football, and we said, why not start with a team that everybody wants to know something about, and that's the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Scott, are you as sold, I want to ask you right up front, are you as sold on Oklahoma State being a top 10 team and a Big 12 South contender as many people are?
You know, it's they're right on the fringe, I would say. You know, I think that they definitely have that potential. The schedule sets up well for them. Obviously, the talent that they've got back, you know, it's just a matter of a couple of things going their way. They really, you look at the schedule, they've got three games that that are going to define the entire season. The opener against Georgia, then Texas comes to Stillwater, then they go to Norman to play Oklahoma. And depending on how those three go, you know, if they can manage to pull out definitely one, but maybe two of those, you're looking at a team that's right there on the edge of the top 10. And if they get two of those, they could be in the same situation that Texas Tech was last year with the possibly a right. three-way tie, and then everything goes all kinds of crazy after that. So, you never know what could happen. But going to Norman, Mike Gundy's has never beat the Sooners anyway, and especially going to Norman, that's really difficult. So, the big finale, the Bedlam finale, will be a tough one. So, like I said, with the talent they've got back, they've got really three guys who on offense who could have the potential to be in the Heisman conversation. I wouldn't throw any one of them out there as a guy that I think is going to be competing with Tebow and Bradford and McCoy. But they've got three guys: Zach Robinson, Kendall Hunter, and Dez Bryant, who all have the talent to get themselves into the conversation.
Okay, I can go a couple different directions here. First of all, though, I want to ask you, Scott, how much stock is being put into that first game, September 5th, when Georgia comes to town?
It's huge. The stadium additions, as far as from a fan's perspective, were all made before last season. Their whole new weight room, locker room, and all the things for the players have been done, and this is kind of what they're selling as the grand opening of the new Boone Pickens Stadium, even though it's not really going to appear that different, like on TV or anything. But they're selling it big. Last season they made the Bedlam ticket, the OU game, tickets to the OU game were a premium ticket where you had to buy season tickets to get the Bedlam ticket. They've done that with Georgia this year. So if fans want to come to the Georgia game, they're either going to have to buy from a scalper or go buy season tickets from Oklahoma State. So other than the 400 or whatever they'll send out to the University of Georgia. So they're building it up pretty big. They're a little nervous about doing it that way because they built this game up in 07 whenever they went out to Athens. They were building it up as you know, kind of a stepping stone type of game to go out and make a name for themselves, and it was way too early for them to be doing that. They weren't ready to go out there and compete with Georgia, even when Matt Stafford was just a kid. So they are building this game up quite a bit, and trying to this is kind of their launching pad for what they hope is to come in 2009.
Scott Wright joins us for the Daily Oklahoman as our Big 12 preview begins here on the Doug and Daddy Show, talking about Oklahoma State Cowboy football. Scott, I still am under the belief that there's a lot of fans in the Big 12 that don't know how good Kendall Hunter is.
You know, he's a guy that you just don't really understand how talented he is until you see him. And he's a guy that that really shies away from media attention. So you know that kind of plays a part in national stuff. You don't see him talking on ESPN or post game interviews. So it really draws him away from the limelight. And he's just a really quiet kid that doesn't like to talk much and doesn't really care about the publicity. We actually wrote a story last year comparing him to Barry Sanders. Now, I'm not comparing him to Barry Sanders as a running back, but because I believe Sanders is the best that's ever played the game. But size wise, they're built the same. They have a similar running style, and Sanders was a guy that didn't really care for the limelight and didn't like to talk a whole lot. So there are some ways that they're really similar. And, Hunter is a guy that he's showing up on some preseason All-American teams, and he's the guy that out of the three that I mentioned. I think he's the guy that has the potential to put up the Heisman numbers. Dez Bryant can do it as well, and Dez kind of puts up. He's the guy that makes the Heisman plays. He makes the Heisman highlights. But I think Kendall Hunter has a chance to be one of the top two or three running backs in the country this year.
Scott, what is Zach Robinson's demeanor? Does he maybe get overlooked? I think I can compare him to Joe Gans a year ago. Pretty damn good quarterback, but he doesn't get much attention with Bradford and McCoy in the conference.
Yeah, exactly, and the fact that he's got the competition on his own team from Hunter and Bryant, who are, like I said, two of the best at their positions. Robinson doesn't go out and put up just gaudy numbers. He doesn't go out and throw for 400 yards. He doesn't throw for 200 and rush for 200. But he makes plays. He's the reason that this team is where they are, because of his leadership, his off-season leadership, his in-game leadership. They look at him as a coach. Whenever they're doing 7-on-7 during the summer right now, he organizes the thing, and it's just the same as if Gundy and the offensive coordinator were out there doing it, because he understands the offense that well. He relates to players that well. He's got a heck of a future as a coach if Pro Bowl doesn't work out for him, and that's a whole different discussion with a guy like him, but he is the biggest reason for why Oklahoma State is being talked about as a top 10 team right now.
Chatting with Scott Wright from the Daily Oklahoman as our Big 12 football preview begins here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It seems like all the pieces are in place. There's even a couple of all-conference linemen there for Oklahoma State. So a lot of people are going to be questioning, can the defense do what they need to do to avoid a 61-41 game like they had against Oklahoma or all these high-scoring games? How good is the defense for Oklahoma State?
You know, that's the thing. They're still going to have to prove that they can do it. There's a lot of talk right now. Bill Young coming in, one, because he was a local guy. He was an Oklahoma State guy, played here, has coached here twice, and is back now as defensive coordinator. But also because of the success he had, especially when you look at what he did at Kansas. Kansas, when he took over, was worse than what Oklahoma State is right now on defense. And he made him one of the best in the country, for that Orange Bowl year a couple of years ago. And if he can work something like that, some sort of a turnaround like that, not necessarily to that level, but just get them into the top 50 nationally in defense. They're a team with a lot of defensive speed, a lot of seniors, especially all three linebackers are seniors. I've got some senior leadership on the defensive line. The secondary is obviously the big question. You've got Parrish Cox is back at corner, but all the rest of the spots, both safeties and the other cornerback, are guys that graduated, and they're having to replace them with sophomores or junior college transfers. So that's going to be the big question. But I think that they'll be better because I think that that Bill Young has simplified the scheme that they have in place. They're doing a lot of the same things, but they're not having to make as many reads. They're able to just kind of go out and sort of play tackle the man with the football a little bit. And I think that a lot of the athletic ability has come out in this defense because of that.
Scott Wright, just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show from the Daily Oklahoma, joins us. Scott, I'm going to throw out a name, and I think listeners out there are going to go, what are you talking about? But I think he was a huge part to the team a year ago, and that's Matt Fodge. How big is his loss at punter?
I've been trying to explain to people just how big a deal this is. I mean, Matt's not a guy. He's probably not going to make an NFL team. He's maybe got a shot, but he's probably not going to. But the thing he did was his accuracy. I mean, you look at the numbers that he put up as far as percentage of his punts that were down inside the 20, percentage that were down inside the 5. That's why he won the Ray Guy Award. It wasn't because he was booming 60 yarders all day long. It was because of what he did with the ball. It was five games into the season before anybody had a return yard against him, because he was kicking away from guys. He was pinning them deep where they had to fair catch it. And he was such an unbelievably valuable weapon. And now they're going to have to turn to a true freshman, or excuse me, a redshirt freshman, who is really talented, but was brought in as a field goal kicker. And then they just happened to find out that he could punt. And so now they're turning to him in this situation, and it's going to be a big loss, and I don't think that people really understand how big a deal it is until they get there on September 5th against Georgia.
Scott, before we let you go, I want your offensive, defensive players of the year and who you think will be playing in Dallas for the championship.
Boy, I really like Texas coming out of the South. I think that the confidence that they're playing with right now is the last couple of seasons is pretty big with what Colt McCoy is able to do there. I like Nebraska. I'm not sure what kind of reaction people are getting up there, but I like Nebraska in the North. I think it's really a toss up. I think there's a few teams that could maybe make it happen, but Nebraska is the team that I kind of see with everything falling into place for them. Players of the year, I think it comes down to Bradford and McCoy, obviously, offensively. Defensively, we'll see what happens. I think that there's a lot of guys out there. I think Gerald McCoy, Oklahoma, a guy that, having lived here in Oklahoma for a while, I saw him play in high school. I've known him for a while. He's a guy that I've always kind of been fond of the way he plays. I think he's got a shot at it. And there are a few other guys out there too, but that's kind of how I'm seeing it breaking down right now.
Scott Wright from the Daily Oklahoman, who on the Doug and Daddy Show said Oklahoma State would win the national championship. Scott, we look forward to opening day, Big 12 media days. Hopefully we get a chance to run into you, and of course Oklahoma State taking on Georgia. We sure appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, no problem, guys. Anytime.
Take care. Scott Wright from the Daily Oklahoman is our Big 12 preview. Begins tomorrow. We'll talk Kansas State. I think both have interesting stories for obviously different reasons, Tony. Jeff Martin from Wichita Eagle will join us on the show tomorrow, Kansas State. Some people, including Phil Steele, think they can be second place in the Big 12 North, which, wow.
He does more research than anyone else out there. Now, come up with that is a little bit surprised. I don't know. You got to have a few. You got to get one of those wins. It's kind of like, you go back and you equate to different things. You go back to the Green Bay Packers could never beat the Dallas Cowboys. Brett Favre had to beat the Dallas Cowboys. Well, you got to win that game. You got to beat Texas or Oklahoma. and get things, you know, reposition yourself. They haven't been able to do that, so we'll see this year if they can.
Give me one Big 12 prediction right now. One thought. I've got mine. I'm going to tell you this right now because I'm looking and starting to read more of these publications. I'm going to go with the most overrated player. I'm going to tell this to you right now, the most overrated player in the Big 12 Conference. I'm going to tell you who it is right now. Robert Griffith Baylor. That quarterback, he can't throw the ball, Tony. Everybody thinks Baylor is going to be so great this year. That they may be better. But right now, I think he is the most overhyped player in the Big 12 Conference. And I'm not wishing bad. Robert Griffin. I'm just telling you right now.
Well, he certainly is a magical player with world-class speed.
Well, remember, can Usain Bolt catch the ball? Kenny Mayne proved he couldn't. Huh? I'm just saying.
All right. I don't have a prediction. I'm not going to go out on a limb like that right now.
I know. Well, that's scary for you. You come up with one, though.
I will.
You come up with one. We need to get out of here. We're way over time, but we have one more bit of information to take care of. We need to draw out the winner of our ESPN foursome for the Nebraska Children's Home Benefit Golf Tournament, Fairways and Greens, next Monday, 10 a.m., Meadowlark Hills. So let's...
I'm going to throw that one out. What do we got? Five of them? I'm going to throw the last one remaining.
And our winner...
There you go.
From Hastings, Billy Hudson. Billy Hudson from Hastings is going to get to put together a four-person team to play next Monday, and we'll be contacting Billy with the information. So congratulations to Billy Hudson. He is the winner of that, and we appreciate, and hopefully things will go well with the golf tournament coming up next Monday for the Nebraska Children's Home. Tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, we will hear from Joe DeMeo, Fantasy Baseball, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. We'll catch up with Jeff Martin from the Wichita Eagle as our Big 12 preview continues with the Kansas State Wildcats, and we'll be broadcasting live from the 14th Annual Miss Basketball Tournament at the UNK Health and Sports Center. We'll have many special guests on the show tomorrow from the site. So that's all coming up tomorrow. We want to thank Doug Koster, Tournament Director for Miss Basketball, Scott Wright from the Daily Oklahoman for providing our preview of Oklahoma State, and to Greg Shea, who today named the team president and also the president of the Vero Event Center for the Event Center and the Tri-City Store.
Hey, we look forward to seeing you tomorrow. We'll be live in the Event Center 23 hours from now. Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska ESPN Radio. Superstation 1460 and Kearney 1550 on Friends and Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.